Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim, daf Kuftes Zayin. We are holding on daf Kuftes Vavam base, 3 lines from the end of the page. Omar Mar, 3 lines from the end of the page. Sheishir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. And Lil Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Shalom, the Neshama, should have an aliyah. So today's daf is a lot of Agadata, actually. First, we're going to talk about which types of animals can B'nai Noach bring, and we're going to derive it from Psukim about the Teva, and that's going to lead us into a few discussions about Noach and the Teva. The Gemara is going to discuss whether B'nai Noach can bring Karbanos Shlamim, or only Olos. The Gemara is then going to talk about whether Yisro was before or after Matan Torah, and part of that relates to the discussion of what attracted Yisro to Klal Yisrael. Mashmua Shamu Ubo, what did he hear that he decided to join ranks with Klal Yisrael? And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that Goyim nowadays can bring Karbanos on a Bama, that even though there's an Isser Bamos for us after the Binyan Amigdash, even after the Churban, but Goyim are allowed to bring on a Bama, and we're going to have a discussion whether a Bama, when bringing on a Bama, whether it requires new Eitzim that had never been used before when it comes to which type of firewood you're going to use on a Bama. Then at the end of the daf, going into tomorrow's daf, we're going to try to identify the location of the Shalosh Machanos at different points in history. In the Midbar, where were the Machna Shechina, Machna Leviya, Machna Yisrael, once we were in Mishkan Shiloh, in Eretz Yisrael, in the Mikdash, where exactly were these locations of these Shalosh Machanos that each have their own set of halachos? And was there ever a time where we didn't have 3 machanos, that we only had 2 machanos? And if so, which one were we missing? So that's going to be a discussion well into tomorrow's daf. So let's begin, 3 lines from the end of the page, Kuf Tezvav Amud Beis. Amar Mar, so we had said in the Braisa, HaKol K'sherin LaHakriv, that prior to the Hakamas HaMishkan, they were able to bring karbanos from any type of kosher animal. So whether a balmum or not, any type of kosher animal. So Minani Mili, how do I know this to be true? So I'm because the pasuk says in Parshas Noach, "Vayiven Noach mizbeach laHashem, vayikach mikol behema haTorah umikol of haTor." So behema k'mashmao, behema is behema, a kosher animal. V'chaya b'chal behema, and whenever it says behema, that includes chaya as well. Rashi points out we derive that from the pasuk v'esha behema asher tochelu. The pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, I think, and then the next pasuk is Ayil Utsvi v'yachmar. It says and this is the behemoths that you're allowed to eat. And then it starts listing off chaya. So you see that chaya is bichlal behema. And the Braisa says that prior to Hakamas HaMishkan, they were allowed to bring zecharim, unikevos, tmimin, ubalimumin, that it didn't matter with the gender of the animal. It didn't matter the condition of the animal, whether it had a mum or did not have a mum, as long as it was a kosher animal. Lafuke mechusrei verdelo. But there was one criteria other than being a kosher animal. It could not be mechusar ever. It could not be an animal that was missing a limb. Such an animal they were never allowed to bring as a korban. How do I know that even B'nai Noach cannot bring an animal that is mechusar ever? Tamalomar, because the pasuk says umikol achai mikol basar. So Amra Torah havei behema shechayin rosh evar in shala. That mikol achai we learn means that it has to be that its limbs are intact, as opposed to a mechusar eiver. So this mitzvah is not about hakrava on a mizbeach, it was about what he's allowed to bring into the teva, but the assumption is that he was not allowed to bring mechusar eiver into a teva, because the animals he was going to bring into a teva, many of them would have to be used for karbanos afterwards. So since he was going to have to use them for karbanos afterwards, that which he was not allowed to bring into a teva were those that could not be used as a karban, and that's why we consider this to be a valid raya. Now, Tosos Maseches Avodah Zarah on Daf Hei Amud Beis writes, from the Lashon of the Gemara, Mechusar Eiver Zasa L'Akrav L'Bnei Noach, it sounds like it's an Isser Gamur, that it's Mamish Aser for a Ben Noach to be Makriv a Mechusar Eiver. So Frektosos, we'll wait just a second. The Gemara in Sanhedrin lists off Sheva Mitzvos Shenestavu B'nei Noach, any of which they violate, they're going to be Chayiv Misa for. Do we ever find that a Ben Noach is Chayiv Misa for bringing a Korban that's Mechusar Eiver? We're deriving this as a real Isser D'Oraisa. So Tosos suggests that that there's no iser for a ben Noach to be makrav mechusar ever. It's just that if he took a neder to bring a karban and then he brings a mechusar ever, we're going to tell him you still haven't fulfilled your neder. You still need to bring another karban. But it's not a losase, it's a psul that you want to bring a karban that's going to count for something, then it cannot be a mechusar ever. So I asked the Gemara, okay, so you're telling me he's allowed to bring a balmum, a tamim, a chaya, a behem, or whatever, but just not a mechusar ever, and I learned that from Mikol HaChai, but v'dilma l'mutei treifa. Maybe Mikol HaChai tells me that he's not allowed to bring a treifa because a treifa is unable to live. So maybe that's what that's what Mikol HaChai is coming to teach us. Tosos raises the question that by the birds that a mitzora brings, the Torah says shtei tziporim chayos, and the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Mem darshins from the word chayos, we learn to exclude a treifa and to exclude a mechusar ever. So apparently from that one phrase, from that one word, we're able to exclude both a treifa and a mechusar ever. If that's the case, what's the Gemara's kasha over here? We said, Mikol HaChai tells me not a mechusar ever. So the Gemara says, how do you know it's about a mechusar ever? Maybe it's coming to exclude a treifa. So Tosa says, what do you mean? When it comes to the Tzipari Mitzora, we exclude both from the same word. So why is it so unreasonable to assume that we're excluding both the mechusar ever and the treifa from Mikol HaChai? So Tosa suggests that the Tzipari Mitzora are like a carbon for him, and the gabe a karban, there's no difference between a mechusar ever and a treifa. So therefore, we could be memayit both of them for one pasuk. But by a karban of Noach that he was allowed to bring a balmum, so then there's only if there's only one pasuk to be memayit, it's more mistaken to be memayit treifa, which is unable to live, and not to be memayit mechusar ever. Meaning, when we're talking in the world of karbanos, where a balmum is even possible, so yes, you can use when talking about birds, where there's no psul of balmum, so we can use Mikol HaChai to tell me that both mechusar ever and a treifa. But when you're talking about Bnei Noach, who are allowed to bring balimum, so that changes the calculus in terms of what we're allowed to be memaid from Mikol HaChai, and it's got to be one or the other, and it's more mistaver to be memaid treifa, which isn't even going to live, rather than to be memaid mechusar ever, which at least will live. So ask the Gemara, so maybe Mikol HaChai is there to exclude treifa and not mechusar ever. Answers the Gemara, who milchayos zera nafka. The tzivoy not to bring a treifa is derived from a different pasuk. It says the chayos zera al pnei kol haaretz. So you're supposed to bring to the teva and only those behemos and chayos that are going to be able to reproduce, to have offspring. And that's how I know not to bring a treifa, because a treifa is not going to be able to have any offspring. So says Gemara, that's a great source for treifa. If that's correct, if it's true that a treifa is not able to have offspring, so this is a great limud if you assume that a treifa cannot be molded. But if you hold that a treifa can have offspring, then what's your answer going to be? You cannot learn from the chayu zera not to bring a treifa, because a treifa is yoledes. So if that's the case, the miut of treifa has to be mikol achai mikol basar. So then we're back to our kasha. How could mikol teach me mechusar ever if I needed it already to teach me about treifa, not bringing a treifa? So answer the Gemara, ha'amar krab. The pasuk says itach. The pasuk says you should bring mikol achai, mikol basar, shnayim mikol tavi alateva lachios itach, and itach means bedomin lach. So it's mikol achai, teach me mechusar ever, and itach means bedomin lach. Noach was not a treifa, so he's supposed to bring together with him onto the teva animals that are similar to him are not treifos. There's a yesod in Dikduk that the Malbim has in a number of places, and the Vilna Gaon has as well, that there's a difference between itach and imach, ito and imo. That imach or imo means that the two are absolutely parallel, that they're exactly the same. Itach means Tafel too. So someone does work, and someone else works imo, it means that they're partners in the work. If someone works ito, it means that he has an assistant, right? That's someone who's tafel too. So it fits, right? Meaning these animals are obviously not like Noach, but itach, in some way, they're similar to Noach. In that, they're not a treifa. So that's how we know they're not a treifa, that you're not allowed to bring a treifa. So says Gemara, v'dilma Noach gufei treifa hava. How do you know that that Noach wasn't a treifa. Meaning you're learning from Itach that they have to be similar to Noach, that they couldn't be a treifa, and therefore by extension that a ben Noach is not allowed to bring a treifa as a karban, but you don't get off the ground. Maybe Noach himself was in fact a treifa. Rashi and Tosfos both bring a raya that I know Noach wasn't a treifa because he lived after the Mabul more than 300 years after the Mabul, and a treifa doesn't survive the year. So isn't that a good enough raya that he wasn't a treifa? So Rashi suggests that from the sugya over here holds treifa chaya, that it's a machlokas whether treifa chaya or treifa ain't a chaya. Maybe our Gemara is assuming treifa chaya. Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that even according to the Shita treifa ain't a chaya, maybe treifa ain't a chaya is only by a behema, but an adam has mazel. So since an adam has mazel, so maybe an adam who's a treifa can be chaya, and that's why it's possible that Noach was a treifa. So says Gemara, no, we know that he wasn't a treifa because Tamim Ksiv Bey. By Noach it says, Noach ish Sadiq, Tamim Haya Bidarosav. So Tamim means that he was physically complete. So he wasn't a treifa. Vidilma Tamim Bidrachav. Maybe Tamim is a personality trait, not a physical trait. Maybe he was humble and kind and all the good things. So says Mar, Tzadik Ksiv Bey. Well, that's what Tzadik is for. So what does Tamim add? Well, Vidilma Tamim Bidrachav, Vitzadik Bimasav. Maybe Tamim are his midos and Tzadik are his actions. Sometimes people do the right things, but they're a little rough around the edges. Their midos aren't perfect, and sometimes people have very fine midos, but to motivate them to actually do something with those fine midos is difficult. And he had both of these milas, that he was Tamim and Tzadik, but neither of them are physical, so I still don't know that he's not a treifa. So says Mar, Isal Kadaituch to Noach Gufei Treifa Ava. Well, you want to tell me that Noach is a treifa? Mika Amarle, Noach de Kavasach Ayil Shlomim Lotayil? Do you think Noach was being commanded, bring itach, bring things, animals that are similar to you? Now, obviously, when it says similar to you, it doesn't mean personality traits, it doesn't mean tzidkus, right? Obviously, it's something physical, because it's animals. So we're saying that it's got to be your level of physical health, bring animals that parallel your level of physical health. Well, if Noach was a treifa, it makes no sense that Hashem would insist on only bringing treifas into the teva. So obviously, Noach wasn't a treifa, and what Hashem was insisting was to bring likewise animals that are non-treifos into the teva, and therefore itach is a valid source to tell me not to bring a treifa. Mikol achai is a valid source to tell me not to bring a mechusar ever. So I know that both the treifa and the mechusar ever were not brought into the teva, and therefore could also not be brought as a karban by a ben Noach. Once I learned from itach not to bring a treifa into the teva, lahachios zera lamali. What is the phrase lahachios zera? Right, mikol achai we learned not to bring a mechusar ever. Lahachios zera we thought meant not to bring a treifa because a treifa is not able to have offspring. But then we said, no, even if a treifa is able to have offspring, I learned from itach not to bring a treifa. So we've now freed up the phrase lahachios zera. So mal detema itach. I might have thought that itach is not about the nature of the animals that he brings into the teva, their physical well-being, but rather litzav sabialma. I might have thought itach is a description of why to bring animals into the teva, not which animals to bring, but bring animals in because you could use some company. You know, sometimes people need pets when they don't have too many people around, and he wasn't going to have too many people around. Right? If he needed to get away from his family for a little bit, who's he going to go to? So he needed a pet. So afilu zaken afilu sris, and therefore I would have thought that it doesn't matter that they have to be able, they don't necessarily have to be able to have offspring, because maybe the purpose of bringing these animals into the teva is just to keep them company. They don't have to perpetuate them in. So kamashmulan, that's why lachayozera is there to tell me lachayozera to tell me that no, the purpose of bringing these animals into the teva is not so you could have a pet. It's not so Noach could have a friend. The purpose of bringing them into the teva is so that these minim can be perpetuated so that you cannot bring a zakein, an animal that's too old to be able to have offspring. You have to bring an animal that is able to have offspring. Okay, so the Braisa had said that prior to that Kamas HaMishkan, you could bring any type of animal as long as they were Tahorin Avalot Tumayin. As long as they were kosher animals, they could not bring non-kosher animals. Now, we said all the dinim of what they were allowed to do do before Matan Torah in terms of Kabbalos are derived from what Noach was makriv. So it must be that the Isser to bring Balei Chaim that are Tameim is also derived from Noach. But Umi Havu Tameim Torah by Yishaita, in the days of Noach, the Torah wasn't given yet. We didn't have kosher and non-kosher animals. So what does that mean? How can I learn from there that you only bring kosher animals, that the guy is only allowed to bring kosher animals, or prior to Kamas Mishkan, they were only allowed to bring kosher animals, and not non-kosher animals. So I'm Rabbi Shlomo Bar Nachmani, I'm Rabbi Yonah's son. Me'osin sha'asi din li taher. No, the point was that Noach was only allowed to bring animals that will one day be kosher when the Torah is given. Well, mina aviyadi, that's great. How would he know? Meaning the Torah wasn't given yet. So how's he going to know which animals are going to be kosher? Kidrav Chista. So the Gemara says, like Rav Chista explains in Sanhedrin, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, parachelek, as to how did Noach know which animals were not nevda behem aveira? Because that was another qualification. You had to bring animals that were only nizkak lebnei zukam, that did not mate with other minim. How would he know the animal's history in terms of who it mated with? Tam Rav Chista havirun lefnei ateva. So Rav Chista explains he brought the animals in front of the teva. Kol sha teva kolatito biyadua shehu tahar. If the teva was willing to accept it, meaning there was nothing preventing it from going into the teva, you knew that was going to be a kosher animal. If the teva would not accept it, the teva sort of would spit it out or would prevent it from coming in. So you knew that those are the animals that were going to be non-kosher. And that's the same way they were able to tell whether it was nevda ben aveira or not. Noah can't know that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to let him in on the secret by making a miracle that the teva is only going to be able to absorb animals that don't have this history. So the Gemara brings another way that Noach knew whether it was nevda behem aveira or not, and likewise whether how he would know whether it was one day going to be a kosher animal or not. Rabbi Avo Amar Kra v'abayim zachar nekeva habayim me'alehen, that the animals that showed up, it's not about whether the teva was kolet them, it's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that the only animals that walked right in, that showed up to the teva, that came to enter the teva, were the animals that were lo nevda ben aveira. And the animals that came, seven pairs, those are the ones that will one day be kosher. The ones that came two are the ones that were not going to be kosher. So that's how we knew which was which. So Amar Mar, we had said in the Braisa, Vakol Korvu Olos, prior to HaKamas HaMishkan, all the Karbonos were a Karbon Ola. So Ola sin Shlamim Lo, sounds like, but not a Karbon Shlamim. Aye, but Vaksiv, but doesn't the Pasuk say before Matan Torah, Vayizbuchu Zvachim, Shlamim Lashem Parim. So it's beferish that they were Makrif Shlamim, not only Olos prior to Matan Torah, Ela Ema. So the way to explain the Braisa is that up until this point, we were describing which animals they can bring. Now we're talking about which people can bring those animals. That HaKol Karvu Olos. Everybody, not all animals, all people, whether Jew or non-Jew, are allowed to bring Karbonos Ola. Ul b'nei Noach Olos in Shlamim Lo. But b'nei Noach are only allowed to bring Olos, and they're not allowed to bring Karbon Shlamim. It was only Klal Yisrael from the Zman Matan Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Zorik the Dam HaBris, that they had Kedushas Yisrael, and they were allowed to bring Karbonos Shlamim. And therefore, they brought Karbonos Shlamim. So Kamandi Yamar, Lo Karbon Shlamim b'nei Noach. This is assuming, like the Shita, that b'nei Noach cannot bring Shlamim to Itmar, because we have a statement as follows: Rabbi Lozov, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. There was a discussion between Rabbi Lozov, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Chadam or Karvu Shlamim Bnei Noach, Chadam or Lo Karvu. It was a discussion whether Bnei Noach are allowed to bring a Shlamim. My time at the Mandiam or Karvu Shlamim Bnei Noach. What's the opinion that says yes? Based on where do they learn that that Bnei Noach bring Shlamim? To Chsiv, because the pasuk when it describes the carbon that Hevel brought in Parshas Bereishis, the Hevel Hevi Gam Hu Mi. So what type of carbon would the chalev of the carbon be brought on the mizbech, but not the rest of it, that there are parts of the carbon not brought on the mizbech? That must be a carbon shlamim. So you see, Hevel, who was a ben Noach, was allowed to bring carbon shlamim. My time at demand yomer lo karvu. Okay, what about the other opinion that holds b'nei Noach do not bring shlamim? Because the pasuk describing the umos ha'olam in the day days of Mashiach, says Uri Tzafon Ubo Iteman. So Tisna Er Uma Shema Aser B'Tzafon. It's saying it's going to aggravate the serenity of the nations that only are able to bring B'Tzafon. A Karban Ola is done entirely in the Tzafon. V'Tava Uma Shema Aser B'Tzafon Uvedarom. And in place of the power of such nations, a nation that's allowed to bring Karbanos both in the north and in the south of the Azar, namely Klal Yisrael, who are allowed to bring Karbanos Shlamim, they're going to be Moshe Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, they're going to be the ones that are going to have the most power. So that's how we know that the Umos HaOlam are not allowed to bring Karban Shlamim, because when we describe, there are a lot of different ways to describe a difference between a Nachri and a Yisrael. An Arel and a Mahul, the Gemara says, whether they actually physically have a Mila or not, that's a way of describing a Nachri versus a Yisrael. So this is a new one. A north type of person or a north-south type of person. That a north type of person means a Nachri. A north-south type of person, that means a Yisrael. Because only Yisrael can bring Karban Shlamim. So says Mar, Umar Nami Haksiv Umichal Behen. Yeah, but what's that opinion going to do with the pasuk about Hevel that says Michal Behen, which sounds like only the Chalavim go on the Mizbeach. So it sounds like he was bringing Karban Shlamim. So the Gemara answers, no, Chal Behen does not mean the Emurim. It means that Hevel brought a Karban Ola Mishmanei and Didu from the fattest and choicest of animals. That's all it means. Umar Nami Hoksiv Uri Tzafon, and the opinion that says that Nachri is allowed to bring a Karban Shlamim, how come Nachrim are referred to as north people if they're allowed to bring a Karban Shlamim? No, that's not about the Karbanos. The Pasuk is describing how the Navi's looking north and south and describing Kibbutz Galios, that we're going to come from all over the place. So from all directions of the world, as we've seen in the past several decades, every decade, another country empties out of its Jews and goes into to Eretz Yisrael. So from Russia and from Ethiopia and from... So we see there how the Kibbutz Galios comes from all over the place. V'haksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say... When Moshe Rabbeinu says to Paro, "Vayomer Moshe, gam ata titen biyadenu zvachim va'olos va'asinu la'Hashem Elokeinu." Now the word zvachim sounds like it means shlamim, because it's zvachim and olos. So what are zvachim if not shlamim? So answer Gemara, zvachim lachil v'ol. And this was before Matan Torah. This is when we were still Bnei Noach. So apparently Bnei Noach are allowed to bring shlamim. Says Gemara, no, zvachim lachil v'olos la'akrava. When he said zvachim, he meant just animals to eat, and olos to be makriv. V'aksiv v'yikach Yisrael chosim Moshe ola uzvachim. So the chore before Matan Torah, Yisrael brought an ola and a shlam l'Hashem, and they all had a din of Bnei Noach. So says Gemara, who lacher Matan Torah duksiv? Now that pasuk is after Matan Torah. Well, says Gemara, well hanich l'mad yamr Yisrael acher Matan Torah. Yeah, that works if you all that Yisrael happened after Matan Torah. El mad yamr Yisrael kodem Matan Torah ma'ikel neimer. But if you all that Yisrael happened before Matan Torah, so how are you going to be miyashiv the pasuk before Matan Torah? They were all Bnei Noach, and apparently Yisrael was bringing shlamim. Where do we see a discussion when Yisrael was? Ditmar bnei Rabbi Chiv Rabbi Shimon Levi chadam Yisrael kodem Matan Torah haya v'chadam Yisrael acher Matan Torah haya. That it was machlokes Rabbi Shimon Levi and the bnei Rabbi Chia whether Yisrael was before or after Matan Torah. So answer the Gemara l'mandim Yisrael kodem Matan Torah haya kasav shlamim kriv bnei Noach. Yeah, there's a machlokes whether bnei Noach are allowed to bring shlamim. There's likewise a machlokes whether Yisrael was before or after Matan Torah. So they align with each other. If you hold that Bnei Noach are allowed to bring Shlamim, then you hold Yisrael brought his Shlamim before Matan Torah. If you hold Bnei Noach are not allowed to bring Shlamim, then Yisrael brought his Shlamim and Yisrael joined Klal Yisrael after Matan Torah. Now, once we're on the topic of when Yisrael joined Klal Yisrael, the Gemara discusses why Yisrael joined Klal Yisrael. Kitanoi, Vayishma Yisrael Kohen Midyon, Mashmur Shamu Bavin Isgayer. What caused Yisrael? What motivated Yisrael to want to be Misgayer? So Rabbi Shomer, Milchamas Amalek, Shamashar Yiksiv Betzido, it's Milchamas Amalek, because the Pasuk says, Vayachlosh Yoshua Samalek Vesamu Lufi Charev, and it's a Smichas Apsukim to Yisrael, to Yisrael's arrival. So we see that it must be the weakening of the defeat of Amalek that caused Yisrael to come. Rabbi Elazar Amudai Omer Matan Torah Shama Uba. No, Yisrael was after Matan Torah, according to Rabbi Elazar Amudai, and that's what he heard that motivated him to come. Shekshenit Natar Li Yisrael Hayu Kol Alek Misafal VeAtzof Ova Kol Malchay Of the Chacham Machzasan Ra'ada Beichalehen VaAmrushira. That when the Torah was given, all of the nations of the world were terrified. There was some; they knew something big was happening. There was a tremendous sound. Shenemar, because the pasuk when describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming to Har Sinai at Matan Torah, the pasukim in Mizmor LeDavid that we say prior to Lichadodi on Friday night, it says that Kol Hashem Yichol Aleilos V'Yachsof Ya'aros. Right, that so it means when he said the Aseres Hadibros, the Kol Hashem when he said the Aseres Hadibros was Yichol Aleilos, was terrified the nations who were strong like Ayalos, and Vayachsof Ya'aros, the nations that are like the trees of a forest were stripped of their kavod. Ubehechalo kulo omer kavod, and the hechal of every melech, they all said kavod laKadosh Baruch Hu, because they were all so moved by the moment. So neskaptu kulam etzel Bilam Arasha. So they all went together to Bilam Arasha because he was their wise man, he was their sage. And they said to him, Makol amon shemanu shem mabul bol yolam. Is this what it sounds like when Hashem brings a mabul? Are we all about to be destroyed? And that's what it means. Hashem la mabul yashav. That if a Kodesh Baruch was going to bring a mabul, right? That's what they were asking. So Bilam said to them, Vayeshev Hashem melech liolam. That kvar nishma Kodesh Baruch sheinu mevi mabul yolam. Vayeshev Hashem melech liolam means that Hashem has a shvua. He's not going to bring a mabul to the world. So Amalam, they said to Bilam, mabul shalmayim edu mevi. Mabul shalesh mevi. Maybe he's not going to bring a mabul of water, but he's going to bring a mabul of eish. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, ki be'esh Hashem nishbat, pasuk in Yeshayahu, that he'll make mishbat against the Yumos Ha'olam with eish. So Amalem Bilam said, kvar nishbat sheinu mashkes kol basar. No, he already promised, he's not going to be mashkes kol basar. Now, Bilam's answer is not even merumas in the pasuk anywhere. So the Rashi says, yeah, it kind of is in the previous pasuk. Ve'esh v'shem melech li'olam means kvar nishbat, that he's going to be melech li'olam, which means that he's never going to destroy the world in any which way, because he's going to be melech li'olam. So if that's the case, that Hashem is not destroying the world, what's going on? So Amalehem Chemda Tovi Yeshel Bebeis Ganazav Shaisa Ganuza Etzlo Teisha Meos V'Shivim Va'Arbadoros Kodem Shenivra Olam. That he's had this treasure that he's kept up in Shemaim from 974 generations before Briyas HaOlam, Ubikish Litna Lebanav, and now he wants to give it to his children. Shenamar Hashem owes Liamo Yitain, that Hashem is going to give them their strength, which means the Torah. The Torah is the oz of Klal Yisrael. So now we could all have a little extra kavana in a couple of days tomorrow. Today's Thursday. What day is it? So tomorrow, when we're in Mekabel Shabbos, a little extra kavana in that paragraph of what this was all about. This conversation between the Malchei Ha'olam and Bilam. Miyad paskul kulam v'amra, Hashem yivarech esamo ba'shalom. So right away they said, Hashem yivarech esamo ba'shalom. They were so moved. Rabbi Lazar Amar Kriyas Yamsuf Shamu Ba. A third opinion, what motivated Yisro? Heard about Kriyas Yamsuf Shenemar, because the pasuk says, V'yi kishmo kol Malchei Amori. When all the Malchei Amori and the Malchei Akanani heard about what was going on with Kriyas Yamsuf, Va'af Rachav Hazona, and Rachav Hazona reported to them afterwards about how terrified they were about Kriyas Yamsuf. Amar l'shluchi Yoshua, she said to Yoshua, shluchim to call them and Pinchas ki shamanu es asher hovish Hashem es Yamsuf, that we heard what Hashem dried up the Yamsuf. So it's mistaver that Yisro was megayer when he heard about this. So Maishna Hasam da Amar v'lo hayabam odruach. Why is it when it describes the splitting of the Yardain, it says and why is it when it describes Kriyas Yamsuf, the Kamar Velo Kama Odruach Be'ish? So the Gemara explains that Rachav meant to tell the Shluchi Yeshua that the Umos were so terrified, Dafilu Akshuye no Nami Lo Akshu, meaning the emphasis by Kriyas Yamsuf of Be'ish, about a man, that man was so terrified, was that they were unable to even become aroused sexually. So, Mina Yada, how would she know that men were so terrified that they were unable to become aroused? Because that's what she did for a living. Every government official utilized the services of Rachav Hazona at that time. So she knew that Kriyas Yamsuf, that business was slow. So Amru Bas Esa Shana Maisak Shiyatsu Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. So they say she was 10 years old when the Jewish people left Mitzrayim. Vizanza Kol Arbam Shana Shoy Yisrael B'Midbar. She was Mizana for all 40 years that the Jewish people were in the Midbar. Achar Chamishim Shana Nisgayra. When she was 50, she was Megayer. Amra, she said, Ribono Shlolam, I've done Averos of Znus using three different tools, using a rope and a window and flax, meaning she would the Mena'afim would come, climb up to her window with a rope. They would go through the window to visit her, and then she would hide them in flax so that people wouldn't be able to see them. So Yehimachli Bishar Chevel Chalon Upishtim. So be mochel me in the schar that I'm now doing a mitzvah with all of these things, because that's what she used to save the Shlucha Yoshua, that she hid them in the Pishtim so that the other people wouldn't know about them. She lowered them in, through a window with a rope in order that they should be able to run away. So she did her her full tshuva. The Ben Yoyada says, why does she need tshuva? Ben Noach is not Aser B'Pnuya. So what's Ben Noach is only Aser B'Eishas Ish. There's no Aser B'Pnuya. So he says, yeah, but it's immoral. So and there should be some semblance of morality. So Amar Mar. So we then said, Rav Dichav Bizman Azer Rasha and Lasos Kain. That Rav Dichav nowadays are allowed to be makriv on a bama. Minanimili, how do I know that that's true, that they're allowed to be makriv on a bama? The Tanur Rabbanu, we have a brisa that says in the parsha of Shechut Echutz, Taber el b'nei Yisrael mitzuven al Shechut Echutz, ve'en Rav Dichav mitzuven al Shechut Echutz, that only b'nei Yisrael are not allowed to do Shechut Echutz. Rav Dichav have no such iser. Leficha kalechad ve'echad bonu lo bama liatzmo, u'makriv le'a kol mashiyirtza. And therefore, any nachri can build himself a bama and be makriv, whatever carbon he wants. So Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Rav Asi, also l'sayim l'asol shlichusan. Even though a guy is allowed to be makriv on a bama, when it's a zman iser bamos for the Jewish people, a Jew is not allowed to help him be makriv a karban on a bama, or to be a shliach to be makriv a karban for him. Meaning the iser of bamos for us is so all-encompassing that even though it's mutter for him, maybe even a good deed for him to bring a karban on a bama, we're not allowed to help him do it. So amarabu ulurinulu shari, but we're allowed to tell them how to be makriv on a bama. I mean, if they're asking for instructions, how do you do this karban thing? So we're allowed to describe to them and explain to them how to do it. Even though Tiferet Yisrael points out that even though you're not allowed to be melamed Torah l'goy, atikur marasha l'murasa, it's only for Klal Yisrael, but it's no different than anyone else who's asked to learn, than let's say women who are asked to learn Torah, but they're allowed to learn the dinim that are shaykh for them. So this is a din that's shaykh for the Ben Noach. He needs to know how to bring a carbon. So you're allowed to tell him how to bring a carbon. Kiyad Yifrahum is aimed for Malka. The Gemara says, like the story of Yifrahum is the mother of King Shavar, who's a Melech Paras, Shadra Korban al Rava, she sent a korban to Rava, Shalchalei, and she sent a message, Askua Nialei, bring this korban l'shem Shemayim. So Amaluhu, Rava said, Rav Safa l'Ravacha Baravuna, Zilu Udvaru Trei Ulme Gulai, go and take two young non Jewish people of the same age, V'chazu Hecha Damaska Yamasirtun, and see where the Yam has retreated. So find some dry land that used to be underwater but is now no longer underwater. So it's fresh land that you know no one ever built a mizbeach on, and no one ever built a bama or did anything. And get brand new wood. And make fire from a brand new kiln. And let these young men bring this carbon. So that's what he did with the carbon that Ifrahorm is Emud Shor Malka sent. So Amalei Abaye Kiman, who is he assuming like by requiring that they get brand new wood? Rav Elazar ben Shemua, he's assuming like Rav Elazar ben Shemua. The Tanya, Rav Elazar ben Shemua Omer, it says by the parsha of the Haktaras Ola, by the carbon Ola, that Varuch Hu B'nei Aaron HaKohanim HaSanasachim al ha'etzim ashar la mizbeach. So apparently the pasuk links etzim to mizbeach. Ma mizbeach shal yishtamish bo hedyot, just like a mizbeach has to be built from brand new stones that were never used for mundane purposes, af etzim shal yishtamish ben hedyot. So to these etzim have to be brand new wood that were never used for mundane purposes. V'amod Rav Elazar ben Shemua bibama. But wait a second, that's only by a mizbeach, but even Rav Elazar ben Shemua is moda that a bama could be used from old etzim. Titania, because the Braisa says that there's a stira in psukim in Divrei Yamim and Sefer Shmuel, that by the Magefa that affected Klal Yisrael after David counted the Jewish people, and the God Anavi told David to be makrav a carbon on a bama in the Gorin of Arvana Hayavusi in order to stop the Magefa. So Arvana presented David with the place and the bakar and the etzim as a gift, and David said, absolutely not, will not take it as a gift, I need to buy it from you. And the psukim describe what he paid for them. The problem is, in Divrei it says v'itin David la'arnon b'makom shiklei zav mishkal 600 shiklei zav uksiv, and say for Shmuel it says v'ikin David asagorin v'asabakar b'kesef shkalim 50, not 650. So Hakeit said, how do we reconcile the stira? So the Gemara has a few different ways. Number one, makom mizbeach b'chamishim v'kolabayis b'sheishmeos, that maybe the place of the mizbeach was 50, the total bias was 6 males. The second possibility, Rabbi Omer b'shem Abbi Yossi ben Dustai, gava mikol shevet chamishim shein 6 males. He collected 50 from each shevet, which totaled 6 males. Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel Omer v'yikin David asagorin k'dem mefarish binyan v'yitin David lonen b'makom shiklei zav mishkal 6 males. Avla bakar liolav amrigim uklei abakar leitzim b'kesef shkalim chamishim. That the pasuk in Shmuel is divided into two. That first it says that David bought the gorin, and it doesn't say how much he paid for it. In Divrei Yamim it says, oh yeah, that was 600 shekel kesef. And then the rest of the pasuk says, and he bought the bakar and the marigim and the klei habakar, and that the pasuk actually tells us how much he paid for it, and that was chamishim. So it's chamishim shekel kesef for the bakar, the marigim, and the klei habakar, and that was because prior to that, Arvana Hayivusi was trying to give it to him as a gift. Tichsiv ayomar Arvana el David yikach viyal adoni amelech hatov beinav re'e habakar liolava marigim klei habakar le'etzim. So he was giving him whatever he wanted, and David refused to take it as a gift. So it's mitzvah that he paid the 50 shekel kesef for that. Now Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel happened to mention the marigim and the klei habakar. What does he need that for? Those are kli etzim. Obviously, he needed that to use as etzim on this bama. So apparently, you're allowed to use used etzim on a bama. They even felt, you're not allowed to use used etzim in general, but apparently on a bama, you're allowed to use used etzim. So it's a kasha on Rava, because Rava says that when Ifra Hormizema Deshvar Malka sent the carbon, they needed to bring brand new etzim. What do you need brand new etzim for? We see from David HaMelech that you don't. Rav Amar la chasam nami b'chadati. He would say that no. By David and Ravana was also brand new kelim that were never used before. My morigim, what are so Enoch Nami? It was etzim that were already turned into kelim, but they had never been used. So my morigim, what kind of kli is morigim? So Amarula mita shel turbal. Oh, morigim, that's a mita shel turbal. Okay, great. My mita shel turbal. What exactly is a mita shel turbal? So Amar Abaye iza de kirkasa de daishan de shai. It's a thick piece of wood that has ridges in it and sharp pegs in it as well. So when you put it on the straw that's left over from the threshing of the tavua, it becomes the meichel behema, becomes edible for an animal. So Amar Abaye Maikra, how do you see that a morig has these charitzim, these ridges in it that are make it usable for threshing? Because the pasuk, when it describes the victory of Klal Yisrael Lasadava over its enemies, Hine samtich lemorig charutz chadush bal pipios. So you see that a morig has pipios, which are these grooves in it, and that's what we thresh with. So the pasuk is telling us that Klal Yisrael are like the morig, which is the threshing kli that's brand new, and it's gonna still be very sharp, and it's and it has the ability to break down the tavua. So we're gonna destroy the umas olam. So Makri who fight against us. Makrile Rava Lebre. Rava was teaching Tanakh to his son. Veramile Kraya Adadi. And he asked the stira between the very two psukim that we asked the stira between. Ksiv, the pasuk says in Devarei Yamim Veitin, David Larnon, it says that David paid Sheish Meos. Uksiv, and it says in Shmuel Beis, Vayikin David, that he paid 50. So HaKetzad, how you can explain this? So government called Shevet V'Shevet Chamishim, he collect 50 from each Shevet, Sheish Meos, which in total was 600, because 12 Shvatim times 50. V'Kati Kashin Adadi, but still it's a stira, because Hasum Kesef HaChazav, that in Sefer Shmuel it says it was 50 Kesef Shkalim, so it was silver. And in Divrei Yom, it says it was Zahav. So it's not just a numbers game, it's a different type of currency. So it says, Gemara Ela Hachika Amar, Gova Kesef B'Mishkal Sheish Meos Zahav, that he should collect in Kesef the value of 50 Zahav from each Shevet, which will in turn become 1,200. So that's the instruction, and that's how we reconcile the 50 versus the 600. Okay, so we'll stop there. And from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Kachem Kalim Ne'achalim B'chol Machne Yisrael. Okay, everyone have a good night.